With a masterful performance from Bruno Ganz, Knife in the Head accurately portrays the grueling recovery from a brain injury and the heart-rending distress the process causes. It shows main character Hoffman trying to piece together the fragments of his broken memory while he is fed lies by the police, who are attempting to cover up the fact that they shot him. The film shows his struggle in trying to differentiate the truth from lies, all while trying to keep his life together and live with his disability. He is painted as a victim of police brutality, which was a major problem in West Germany at the time it was made, and the film is a political comment on this, telling us a story of the helpless and victimised Germany of the time. Angela Winkler also gives an exceptional performance, showing us the problematic relationship between her and her damaged husband. All in all, this film is a great insight into the period, and it's a great opportunity to see the film at home.